Do you know what the government would do in the event of a chemical incident? A congressionally chartered panel giving the Defense Department more than 40 recommendations to fix what it sees as gaps in disaster preparedness. The panel is made up of retired senior military officers, former members of Congress, and National Guard generals. Here to discuss the report is the vice chairman of that panel and former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating. Governor Keating, good morning to you, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate being on.
Now, you're making more than 40 recommendations. Give us a taste, a sampling of what you're telling the folks.
Well, I don't mean to be an alarmist, but the reality is it really sense to me as a pre-9/11 situation or a post-9/11 situation. Remember, in pre-9/11, allegedly there was this wall between criminal investigators and the intelligence community at the FBI and within the government. Post-9/11, the issue of interoperability of radio communications, all of those issues here many years ago were raised, and we're back at square one again. The Department of Defense, there's no question, has enormous resources, enormous talent. But when you look at what's being done, the preparation at the state and local level, the coordination of the governors, multi-state training, multi-state, even the sharing of first response or disaster response plans isn't occurring as it should. So we think everything has to be basically stripped down to the bare bones. The Department of Defense, the governors, and there's a new Council of Governors, by the way, created under this process, need to coordinate, need to share, need to make sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do in the event of a chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear event. The coordination among, in many cases, very good entities and agencies simply is not up to snuff.
Now, the first thing you said is, I don't want to be an alarmist. And the very next thing you said was a comparison to 9/11. And you know how it is when people hear 9/11, there's this visceral, immediate, emotional reaction. Is it really that bad? And why is this so hard?
Well, we're a federal system. And if you remember what happened after Hurricane Katrina, the response in New Orleans and in Louisiana was simply not the same in terms of its excellence and in terms of its efficiency as, for example, the response was to the same storm system in Alabama and Mississippi. Why is that? Well, in our system, the adjutant generals are appointed by the governors. There isn't necessarily a requirement that they have certain talents or certain backgrounds. Individual governors, some are very, very adept at responding to tragedy. I know I was the governor of Oklahoma during the Oklahoma City bombing, and I think the general consensus is that it was handled with some considerable skill, not by me, but by the excellent people that were around me. And I think that's one of the challenges. We have states, for example, who really haven't thought about this. Continuity of government. What happens if a chemical, biological, or radiological event takes out your capital? What happens then? Who's in charge? How do we coordinate disaster response? What does a chemical or a biological or nuclear event look like? How do you not avoid it? That's the responsibility of the federal authorities. But how do you respond to it? What are the characteristics? What are the treatment modals? Things like that simply need to be done. And thank goodness there is a Council of Governors appointed under this system that will work with Secretary Gates and whoever the Secretary of Defense is to make sure that there is a sharing of first response plans, to make sure that the individual people know what their legal authorities are and what they're supposed to do to identify and respond to what could be a horrific event. And, you know, I mentioned 9/11. That was something we really didn't anticipate. Can we anticipate now a chemical or a biological attack? Probably so. Now, when? Hopefully never, but we certainly can anticipate it, and not to be prepared for something like that, to have murder boarded it, to have organized against it in advance at a multi-state and a state basis, not to do that is negligence par excellence, and I'm afraid that's where we are right now.
I think you made an important distinction in there, and I'm going to ask you to clarify if you don't mind, and that is the difference between anticipating it and preventing it versus anticipating it and being ready to respond to it. That would take two different groups of people, would it not?
Well, that's correct. For example, we exercised Dark Winter before 9/11. And I played, and I was governor at the time, the governor of Oklahoma, a smallpox attack in Oklahoma City. We had Bill Sessions, who was the former FBI director, who played the FBI director, former Senator Sam Nunn played the president. What was interesting about that is that we have not seen smallpox since 1972. Most physicians today haven't a clue of what it is or how to treat it. Do you segregate people? Will you get any medical personnel willing to go to hospitals or to clinics if they're not sure what it is that's in there and they could jeopardize their own families? These are the kind of things that the federal government needs to share with the state and localities. So to say that these events, smallpox, whatever it may be, anthrax, these events can occur, and here's what you do if we tell you this is what's happened. We will coordinate with you. Your National Guard commander is in charge. The governor's in charge. All of your people have been trained. We've trained with you. So you're ready if something like this happens. In many jurisdictions, that simply has not occurred. And that's, as I said, what really worries me, that many of these debates and discussions we had after 9/11 are still being held. And that's simply not anything less than negligence.
Yes, nearly a decade after. We are talking with former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, who is also on the advisory panel on Department of Defense capabilities for support of civil authorities after certain incidents, and they've come up with some recommendations. And the recommendations that you have talked about so far, it makes me think of something. My father was in the Army National Guard for 50 years, and he raised me under the mantra of, you see something that needs to be done, and you can't get around whoever has to give you permission, you ask forgiveness, not permission. Are we still operating under that mindset, or do we wish we were, or would that help? Where does that fall into all of this? Ask forgiveness, not permission, to get around the barriers that we've somehow put up for ourselves.
Well, the barriers, Amy, are not particularly, now there are some, jurisdictional and legal. The barriers are ignorance. For example, here is the recommendation to the governors and state officials. Think about this. Most assets that would respond to a Sabrina or a chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear event are state and local assets, police, fire, doctors, first responders, and the like. The recommendations are, one, ensure training of officials and employees on authorities for Sabrina response. In other words, the legal authorities. You mean they're not trained? Two, develop detailed continuity of government plans for emergencies and disasters. You mean they don't have them?
Yeah.
Three, direct state emergency management agencies to share all state and local response plans with federal agencies and with states in their region. You mean we don't do that? We found that many of these things are simply not being done, not because of willful malfeasance, but because people just, they know how to respond to a tornado. They know how to respond to a mudslide or a fire. They know how to respond to an explosion, a gas explosion, let's say. But a nuclear event, a biological event, what does that look like? How do you respond to it? It just makes no sense. If we anticipate something that the Department of Defense tells us could happen in the United States, we need to train to that response. We need to make sure we have the legal authorities and the knowledge base so that if something like that happens, we know what to do and who's in charge. And that simply is not the case today.
I get the impression just from talking to you in these short few minutes that you yourself, as you were doing the work on this panel, found some jaw-dropping moments where you yourself are going, what, we're not doing this?
Well, you know, it's kind of like you're talking to the Marines, and let's say the Air Force. They're in the sky. And the problem that you're facing is a Navy problem. That's the water. So who talks to the water people? Who talks to the sky people? Is there any coordination? Is there any exchange of information, assets? Do we train together? Does anybody have a clue what to do? And in the case of the pre-9/11 dark winter situation, we have excellent medical professionals, first responders at the state level, very smart people, very well paid people, but if they don't know what to anticipate, they will not train to it and they will not be able to respond to it. That's the problem. And we have given our report to members of Congress. We anticipate soon there will be a hearing. The panel consisted, as you noted, a lot of former generals and admirals, two former members of Congress, Jim Greenwood and George Nethercutt, and myself as a former governor. I mean, we got together, we made the recommendations that we think need to be done. We made, pardon me, a lot of, you know, hard recommendations, not particularly expensive, just coordination, communication, protocols to share assets and information. And we think by putting the public spotlight on this, we'll be able to get reactions and responses from the governors, mayors, and obviously from the president and the Department of Defense. But there are taskings here for everybody, and if we're to be prepared for what could happen and is anticipated to be happening, will happen by our intelligence agencies, we need to make sure we have people in place, protocols in place, knowledge and experience, qualified, talented people. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. Right now, we're not there.